It is October 22nd, day number 295 on the year, meaning we've got 70 to go before we head into 2026. All right, so I don't know, just my first thought this morning is it just me or does it feel like trials are just popping? I mean, it just feels, whether it's personally or family or friends or just on the, doesn't matter, as you rise it up from local to international, it seems like burdens and anxieties want to just cast them, you know, just cling to us. And so just remembering some great truth from Scripture, from Philippians 4, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything is great advice. And then also 1 Peter 5:7, cast all of your anxieties upon him because he cares for you. So some prayer encouragement there. Also, I don't know, I've been doing this as I think of just things that maybe worry or concern me. And then as I pet my dogs, feed them, care for them, love on them, I'm just like, what is the mindset of a dog? They don't know about this. They just want to know they're going to get fed and loved and walked. And so sometimes I'm just like, you know, think like a dog. Just... We had Don't Worry from Rebecca St. James was one of our tunes yesterday on the show. All right, today in history, 1883, the original Metropolitan Opera House opened in New York City. 1907, Ringley Brothers bought out their rival Barnum & Bailey Circus to form the most famous circus in the world. Greatest showman about the circus world. Meanwhile, in 1962, President Kennedy announced an air and naval blockade of Cuba following the discovery of Soviet missile bases on the island of Cuba.
The purpose of these bases can be none other than to provide a nuclear strike capability against the Western Hemisphere.
The crisis ended when Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev agreed to remove the missiles and Kennedy pledged to not invade Cuba. And in 1969, on this day, Paul McCartney officially denied the rumor that he was dead. He's still not dead. All right, our devotion this morning, it's day 14 of the 40-day journey through God's love letters to you from one of my faves of all time, Dr. Larry Crabb. It's day 14, Song of Songs, Come to My Feast of Love. Song of Songs 8:6 in the message reads like this: love is invincible facing danger and death. Passion laughs at the terrors of hell. The fire of love stops at nothing. It sweeps everything before it. Again, this book has devotion drawn from Larry's longer 66 love letters book. What might the Lord say to us from Song of Songs, a frequently overlooked book in Scripture? Larry imagines he might say, I love you. I delight in you. I will do whatever it takes for you to enter into the exquisite, life-defining pleasure of the communion my son and I enjoy. I invite you into the feast of love. I am arousing the desire I put in every human heart to experience satisfaction in an undeserved relationship of love. To arouse desire without providing hope is cruel. To feel desire without hope of satisfaction is hell. Dante's words written over the door into Satan's world were apt. Abandon hope, all ye who enter here. But desire with hope is sweet. It is the abundant life for now. I want you to nibble on the appetizers now, but to do so requires wisdom. In these last three lines I have highlighted, relate authentically with me, hurt and celebrate, lament and praise, weep and laugh, be all that you are without pretense in my presence. Our closing prayer, Father God, we so often struggle to believe that we're as loved as you say we are. Do what you need to do so that truth may move from our head to our heart. Keep hope alive in us and give us wisdom to know the truly abundant life. In Jesus' name, amen. We had a listener drop off some cookies.
Yeah, so here's the thing. When we're trying to reach this goal of 500 or more connections during October Connect, cookie connections, they don't count for more than one, but I feel like they should. Because Mary Mandigo from Alma Center brought us some delicious oatmeal raisin cookies and a big old Ziploc bag of them for the entire staff. And there are still some left, if there are any staff members still on their way in this morning, too. But thank you so much. That absolutely counts as a connect and not the traditional ways that we say, hey, phone, email, snail mail, Facebook message, whatever. But if you want to bring us cookies, you are more than welcome to.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mary.
We like those in-person connections. Thanks, Mary. The WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. WWIB, what a great prize for October.
Yes, you just heard from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop. They're in downtown Menominee and also have that summer location open in Rock Falls. You can also order online. Have a sweet sent to whoever you want at CJS for C&J's, CJScandyStore.com. And Havel, we've got $25 to spend at C&J's for our winner of Tuesday Trivia, which is now Win It Wednesday.
And that is what I would call a good start, because they've got so much there you're going to want to take advantage of. And you can also shop online at cgscandystore.com. Now, we kind of stumped the listeners yesterday, Caleb.
Yeah, so our question was this. About 150 Americans injure themselves with this each year. About 150 Americans injure themselves with what each year? And you can call now at 715-723-2555 with your guess. If we don't get it here, we'll give a clue later on. But maybe you can jump in before the clue's given and give yourself a head start at winning that $25 from C&J's Candy Store. So, it is not a stapler, not a framing nailer, not falling coconuts, not tripping over an object while walking, not a Q-tip, not a chainsaw, not dropping a frozen turkey on your foot, not a spoon, not fingernail clippers, not a snowblower, not a blow dryer, not butchering. About 150 Americans injure themselves with this, with what, each year? 715-723-2555 on this Win It Wednesday.
Quite a collection of answers there. Wow.
Indeed. About 150. So again, not a large number. About 150 Americans injure themselves with this each year. We have said that's the number of reported injuries. It could be that other people weren't hurt badly enough or were embarrassed to say they were injured this way. You never really know. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Well, hey, Tammy, what do you think?
Good to hear from you.
Thanks. Is it a nail clippers?
Is it a nail clippers? Fingernail clippers actually was guessed yesterday. You can have a bonus guess.
Oh. Changing a tire?
Changing a tire. Is it changing a tire, Tammy from Wausau? It's not, but call us back. Appreciate it. Tammy's a great Tuesday Trivia and Win It Wednesday participant. Always great to hear from Wausau at 94.3 FM. 715-723-2555. Again, looking for 150 Americans injuring themselves with what each year?
And again, if you have if you've won from us in the last month, let that pass. But yeah, basically...
We had somebody for a moment here, and then they hung up.
That disclaimer there?
Yeah, yeah. Again, if you haven't won in the past 30 days, we would love to hear from you at 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jamie from Mondovi.
Hey, Jamie, what do you think?
An iron. Like from an iron board.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a tire iron too, but I suppose that would kind of go in with the changing a tire. So from an ironing board, yes, you certainly can burn yourself with that.
Uh-huh.
Is that what we're looking for? It's not, but thanks for the call from Buffalo Country there in Mondovi. Jamie, call us back at 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony, what do you think?
Is it a toothbrush?
Is it a toothbrush? You know, that hasn't been guessed yet.
Yeah, something kind of unusual. Maybe people wouldn't expect. 150, not a huge number.
Yeah, you could jam yourself in the gums or something with that, I guess. Is that what we're looking for, Tony? It's not, friend. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Let's do three more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
William from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, William, what do you think?
Stepping on Legos.
Stepping on Legos. We talk about that a lot on this show. Stepping on Legos.
Call it out. Stepping on Legos. 150 people injured by that?
It's not. Soft buzzer, though, William. But not what we're looking for. 715-723-2555. Two more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Caleb. It's Beth Beach from Eau Claire.
Hey, Beth. How are you? What do you think?
Good. How about knives? Cutting things in the kitchen.
You know, that actually hasn't been guessed, and that's one of those things that you think might injure a lot of people. Maybe it's more than 150 because not what we're looking for. Thank you, Beth. So one call left, Alvo.
One more here.
Miney Mo, let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name and where you're calling from on this Wednesday morning?
Tammy from Ladysmith.
Hey, Tammy, what do you think?
A Q-tip?
Is it a Q-tip? That was guessed. You can have a bonus guess if you think quickly here.
A bobby pin.
Good job thinking quickly. Is that a bobby pin? Does that injure 150 Americans each year? Bobby pin? It's not. Thank you, Tammy. All right. So we are going to have to think of a clue, and in 20-ish minutes, we'll come back, give you another shot at winning. It's time for Win It Wednesday, try number two.
People were stumped throughout yesterday and the first go-around today, and it is what's become known as clue time.
And here's the thing. Somebody's calling and they want to guess even before we give a clue, but I think we'll give a clue just because that's what we promised.
We'll tell you our prize is $25 in wooden nickels for C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. They've got a Rock Falls location open in the summer. You can order online at cjscandystore.com. You're going to love this. Perfect time of the year for it. And, yeah, what is the question, Caleb?
About 150 Americans injure themselves with this each year. Uh-huh. About 150 of us injure ourselves with what each year?
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a clue.
Yeah, and we're going to give you two clues for the price of one. This is an unlikely and potentially embarrassing way to injure yourself.
All right. Unlikely, potentially embarrassing. Again, just 150 people. Mm-hmm. At least that's the number that actually report it. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Mariah from Duran.
Mariah from Duran.
My guess is a toaster.
A toaster?
That's a great guess.
It is a great guess. Mariah, is that what we're looking for? Is it a toaster? It's not a toaster. Call us back, though. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
Hey, Evelyn, what do you think?
Is it stairs?
Stairs.
Is it stairs? You know what? You can fall up them.
Yeah.
You can fall down them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mm-hmm. things that can happen with stairs. Is it stairs?
Sorry, Evelyn.
Not it. Thank you, Evelyn. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Win It Wednesday. About 150 Americans injure themselves with this each year. And we've said, yeah, it's unlikely. It's unlikely you'd be injured by this and potentially embarrassing to say, yeah, that's how I got hurt.
I think we'd feel kind of embarrassed if we said this is how we got injured.
Good morning, WWIB Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
Wow. Well done getting back through.
Speed
nice
dialer.
What do you think?
Is it like trampoline?
Oh, that's a good guess.
Sure. I mean, and especially if you have one of the old style that doesn't have the net on it. That's what I grew up bouncing on. Is that it, Evelyn? It's not, but good job. Get us back through if you can. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from?
It's Beth Geach again. I figure try one more time.
Yeah, for it, Beth. What do you think?
How about tripping?
Just tripping in general. Uh-huh. It's like, yeah, I tripped.
You know, you
can
trip over something.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
You know, you're in a room full of people, and it's kind of embarrassing because you take a big old tumble.
Uh-huh. Yeah, is that what we're looking for? It's not. Thank you, Beth. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mariah from Durand again.
Hey, Mariah. Go ahead.
I say running into a glass door.
Running into a glass door. The stories I could tell, Mariah.
Caleb has a famous story from college that he's told about
that. Yeah, I've done that. Is it running into a glass door? No, but that is embarrassing. Thank you, Mariah. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Was she reading your mail or what?
I don't know. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Marty from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Marty.
I think it's a falling off the toilet.
Falling off the toilet. That would definitely be embarrassing to say that.
Yeah, it would.
That's how you got hurt. Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Marty.
Marty was thinking there, though.
He was. I think we have time for just two more guesses, actually. So just two more. Usually we say three, but I think we're running out of time. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Kendra from Winter.
What do you think, Kendra?
I think maybe biting your tongue, chewing on something and biting your tongue.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst.
It happens.
Is that what we're looking for, Kendra? It's not, but great guess. You guys are thinking. 715-723-2555. Last go round here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
All right, Evelyn, bring us home.
Is it jewelry?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of different ways you can
get it. That's a good one. That might have been an answer in the past to one of our questions. Could that be it again?
Is that it?
Sorry.
It's not. Good job, everyone. Great guesses. We will come up with another clue, and after 8:15, we'll give you a shot once again at winning $25 from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop.